Hi there, George.
Hello.
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Where are you, Linda?
I am in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Okay. What's going on? That, I'm very familiar with that area. I was there several years ago.
Great place to live.
Yeah, it's nice. Peaceful.
I have a story for you, George.
Okay. Fire away.
It'll make your hair stand on end.
Okay.
This happened in Granada Hills, California, the same year that the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind came out.
One of my favorites.
I know, mine too. Until this happened, and I'm not so sure. It's about midnight. I've gone to bed. My husband is sound asleep in the bed. The TV is off. The room is black dark because we've got the shades pulled. And I'm laying there, and it's quiet, and it's dark, and all of a sudden, the light a light comes from the back of the television, which is across the room on the desk. This light is got its sharp edges, top and bottom, and a sharp front on it, like it was a beam coming from the from some flashlight or other, but except it had a very sharp edge, like a laser.
Okay.
Comes out from the back of the TV, goes across the back of the room, goes across the closet, across the wall that my headboard is on, and stops right at my head. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, I would
and
too.
And then it moves back, goes across the wall back, across the closet, across the back wall, and into the TV.
It's like it's searching for something, huh?
Something, yeah, like I'm being poked or something.
Yeah.
No sounds, no nothing. Then it's dark, and I'm sitting. By the time I'm sitting up, my heart is pounding. I'm wondering, what is going on? Is the TV shorting out? Am I going to have a fire or what? And it's just completely black in the room again. Husband's snoring away. Then from the right side of the television, the same thing happens. This very edgy, straight light comes across the room, across the windows, across the wall. Right.
How big would you call this beam, this light?
It was about 2 feet wide.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Yeah, 1.5 to 2 feet
all right,
wide.
All right.
Very sharp edges on it. You know, the flashlight beam shines all over the whole room.
Yeah, exactly.
This didn't do that. It was just lighting up the wall lit up. But it came from the back of the TV. It gets weirder than this. So this light goes back to the TV like the other one did, and now it's black again. Now my heart is really pounding. Because it looked, it was an intelligent thing. You know, it wasn't just a random thing. It was very intelligent.
It seemed to know what it was doing.
It seemed to know what it was doing, yes. Then it's black again. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, what's going to happen next? From the back of the, I swear, George, it's happened. From the back of the TV, it goes up the wall to the ceiling, across the ceiling, comes down and stops right above my head. Same thing.
Man.
And I'm going, whoa, this is too weird.
And the TV's off, right?
The TV's completely off. It's been off for hours.
Oh, man.
He went to bed early, and it was dark in there, and completely TV was off. It was cold, even. Okay? So now it goes back up the wall, across the ceiling, back into the TV. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen next? This is the weirdest part. The screen lit up. But do you remember the screen that they had on Close Encounters of the Third Kind where it was little squares going across the screen, dee, 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 da, da. Remember
yeah.
that?
Do, 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 do.
Right, yeah.
I'll always remember that.
Okay, and there was little squares that lit up that were colored squares in a certain pattern. That lit up on the screen of the television.
In the Close Encounters beat?
Yes.
Bing, 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 like
yes.
that?
Yes, on the stupid TV.
That's weird.
No. Yeah. I sat there, and I laid there for about 3 hours, could not sleep, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
You sure you weren't having one heck of a dream?
I had just gone to bed. It takes me an hour to go to sleep. Believe me, I wasn't dreaming. No, no, no.
So,
and I'd only seen this movie, what, was 6 months prior to this.
So
I knew what I was seeing.
Were they trying to communicate with you?
I kind of felt like that was the case.
Now, did you go outside? Did you look around just in case?
I laid there under the covers and shivered for about 3 hours, and I finally fell asleep.
And when, okay, when you woke up, you went over there, checked the television, right?
Yeah.
Looked
yeah.
behind it,
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Nothing.
TV worked normally?
Everything fine.
And it ever come back again?
Nope.
Now, that's strange.
I know. And the only other thing happened in Granada Hills, you know where the Odyssey restaurants are?
No, I do not.
It's up on the hill as you go over I-5. It overlooks the valley. Okay,
right.
As you're heading over the hill toward Valencia. There's a bunch of condos just below it. I lived in one of those condos, which is the top level. You can see the entire San Fernando Valley. One night, I was in my room. I was sound, just about to go to bed. Everything was off, turned out lights, everything. And my room lit up green. what in the heck is this? And I pulled the drapes back and looked out, and there was a large green globe glowing about 50 feet out from the edge of the drop-off where my condo was, just glowing, a ball glowing. It was probably stood there for about maybe a minute, and then it just went out.
I got to tell you, girl, you got some things following you for some reason. I don't know why, but they are. Thanks. I got to move on.